yesterday at Cimarron, and they will be headed to Ulysses on Saturday. Six matches in front of them, part of the Great West Activity Conference volleyball tournament, that portion of the league standings. Here to talk, starting off here, we've got Coach Lauren Robinson here. And Coach, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How about you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, it's been another busy week. You had Saturday off, and Tuesday you guys go down to Cimarron to take on the Blue Jays and the Mead Lady Buffaloes, who have been ranked in previous polls this year. And I know it was an 0-2 day, but you were able to get one set out of it.
Yeah, you know, we've had a stretch here where we haven't been able to steal a set from anybody. So to go down there and play Cimarron again and see them and take a set from them where they had beat us in two at Holcomb a couple weeks before was progress for us for sure. And we have to take small victories where we're at this season. So it was good. We saw a really good Mead team. They had two hitters that we struggled with. We're pretty short on our front row right now. We were short at the start of the season, and with a couple of injuries, we're really short right now. So short and shorthanded. But with the girls that we have, they're making it work. I'm really proud of them for being put in any position that we've moved them to, where we feel that the team best needs them to be, and they do their best, and they do it with you know, a good attitude. So
yeah, that's been tough this year, but in a way, I think, and you hate to say it, but in the moment here, but for the long run, I think it's going to definitely benefit your girls. And even if they don't play those positions in the future, that's going to be some positions that they know what to expect from that player down the road.
Yeah, any type of experience for them, regardless of whether it's a position that we look for them to be in, you know, years to come, is better than none. We're playing two freshmen consistently on varsity the last couple weeks, and three to four sophomores before Avery Lewis got injured, and Dan Ayer is our only junior since Erica Felker is still out with her ACL injury. But so a lot of young girls, a lot of inexperience, probably a lot to blame for the inconsistency. Mm-hmm. But like you said, years to come, we're getting some experience that will benefit us. So.
What are some things that you thought you did yesterday in the triangular down at Cimarron?
We adjusted pretty well. We had Dayanara. We moved Dayanara Castillo from an outside hitter to a middle hitter, and that's a big transition. You're blocking on both sides of the net, not just on that right side for her. Mm-hmm. And so she adjusted very well, did very well, got lots of touches. We don't need a stuff block every time, but she got a lot of touches to slow the ball down enough to give our back row a chance to pick up a pass. And so that was probably one of our top highlights. Tara Rose has been a libero. She's been a defensive specialist this year. When we moved Dayanair to the middle, she stepped in and played outside for us. She's been hitting the ball pretty well in practice and actually did a really good job for us in that position and did it graciously and gave all of her effort. So really proud of all the girls for stepping into new positions and being willing to play wherever we need them.
Yeah, that can be pretty tough, especially this late in the season. It's just tough to kind of get the right rotation. So many players out there, and whereas you know, other teams haven't been riddled with injuries, and they were able to keep kind of their same rotation, their same flow.
Yep, it's definitely tough, and I think going into the league tournament, mm-hmm. where we've seen all the teams, you know, I think all of them have taken a game from us for sure. So I hope we get a little bit overlooked as we go into the league tournament and come in, and we have nothing to lose going into this weekend, and I want us to play loose and relaxed and not so uptight, and we have everything to gain, so just got to give it all we got do our best and walk off the court knowing we left it all out there.
Yeah, that's on Saturday down at Ulysses. It's going to be a busy day there for you with six matches pretty much in succession there. But, I mean, you'll have a little bit of time off. What do you do to kind of prepare for a long day like that with that many matches in a row?
Honestly, the last 2 months are what prepares mm-hmm. you for that. You know, once we get going and as the season goes, we play, sit, play, sit, play, and have a tournament on that Saturday. There's not a lot of when I say sit, we're not actually sitting, we're practicing. So you know, we show up on a Monday, have a practice, play Tuesday, show up practice Wednesday, play again Thursday, sit Friday, and then tournament Saturday. So you know, it's just it's fast and furious for our season. So I feel like that that should prepare us a little bit. There's not another day that's going to be like have six matches in it. We don't go to any tournament where there's a possibility of playing six matches. So I think just the last 2 months will put us in a position to compete.
All right. Sounds good. Once again, Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again, Coach, for the time. And good luck to you guys. And have fun there on Saturday.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here. We're going to talk to a couple of the players on the team. We're going to start off with the sophomore here, and Kendall Gentry. And I promised I've got all the hard questions for you. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. You've played a pretty good season of varsity here, primary setter. And how do you feel like that you have done in that role?
I think I've done pretty well. I mean, there's always room for improvement, but I think I've done pretty well.
Now, kind of what goes into your preparation for the matches to kind of get ready to face whatever team you may go up against?
I think I just try and get everyone hyped up before the game so I can relax myself. But I think if I try and relax everyone else, it's a lot better.
Are you the kind of hype person for the team?
Yeah, I think me and Priscilla are pretty hype.
Yeah, well, I could see that. But it's a pretty big role as a setter here, and how do you kind of determine where you want to go with the ball for the kill attempt?
Whoever's on is who I'll most likely set it to, unless Robinson says the play before to set it to someone else because there's a hole open, then I'll set it to them. But whoever's on is who I'll most likely set to.
Yeah, you've kind of had those tip-overs this year a few times there, trying to catch the other team off guard. And how do you read that, when to do that and when not to?
I think when the ball's really tight and on the net, especially if I'm in the front row, I can get up and normally it'll go over and down. But if it's a perfect set, I'm not going to tip it.
So you've been a jump server a little bit, haven't you?
I did a little bit, but I haven't recently.
Yeah, but what do you like about your serves?
Just that they're consistent. I normally get them over and in every time, so.
All right, well, that's more important. Just, get them in. No netters or no
right
out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what would you like to see here over these next few weeks?
I just want to see more improvement, and I want to finish the season on a good note and hopefully get a dub.
All right, and get more than a dub, you know, a couple.
Dubs, yeah.
All right, well, good luck to you here this weekend, next weekend, Kendall, and thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, the sophomore Kendall Gentry joining us here, and now we get junior Dayanara Castilla joining us here, and we get her on the show for the first time this year. Welcome aboard. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. So you've been pretty busy with a primary role or a big role on the team this year as a junior, and how's that been for you?
Oh, it's been really good. Yeah.
That's good. And talking with Coach here before, you've been outside hitter all year, and then you make the move in the middle yesterday. How'd you feel like you did there in the middle there for the first time?
I kind of surprised myself. I think I did pretty well. It was a lot of work, but I think I pulled it off.
What are the big differences for you from going from outside to middle?
I need to adjust. I feel like I need to adjust more. Mm-hmm. I'm so used to going like cross, but now I was like going both ways. So.
And when you do go back to the outside, does that maybe make you a better player to say, "I need to go down the line there"? If you're on the outside,
yeah.
All right, and I know it's been a tough year record-wise, but I know you've had some good moments. What have been some of your best moments?
Honestly, I think it's when we beat Holcomb for the first mm-hmm. time. Since we have a small team, if we lost six strong seniors, I feel like our Holcomb dub was probably very exciting.
I like how you just abbreviate dub. it works. You know, short on words, that's all right.
Yeah.
As you go forward here, what are some things that you're looking to do here over the next couple of weeks?
Definitely, like Kendall said, improvement mm-hmm. for our team, and hopefully we get some wins, but yeah.
Would you kind of characterize your serves as kind of some mean serves? I mean, those jump serves? Those are pretty tough ones.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah. You got a few aces this year, so that's
a couple. Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right. But are you having fun though?
I am having a lot of fun.
That's good. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you guys probably some people get a few dubs this weekend and get ready to get some momentum into sub-state. See, I didn't ask too many hard questions, did I?
No, it wasn't that
bad. Okay. Hey, you did good. Thank you again,
you.
And good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.